You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
News, lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now! While the mainstream media's political spotlight this week was focused on Aotearoa and Chinese relations, Prime Minister Luxon's ineptitude on solving the ongoing 501 deportee issue, and a host of infrastructure shortfalls around the country, one political figure has emerged victorious. Who is this golden child of New Zealand politics? Why, it's none other than Minister for Resources Shane Jeffrey-Jones. Despite being 64 years old, Minister Jones has not only managed to survive the bloodbath massacre butcher sport of politics, but he's also carved out a gargantuan space in the country's political landscape recently. How has he done this, you ask? Well, he's done it by being brave enough to stand up to the intellectuals, the young climate activists, the environmentalists, and future generations with his guiding mantra, "Burn the Earth."
Climate change policies have been driven by a tiny minority with loud voices who have no conception as to what are the consequences of their narrow, shallow ideas on the day-to-day functioning of the economy. For those reasons, whatever work has been happening in the Ministry for the Environment, that is now stopped. We've got the national policy statements pertaining to biodiversity, they're gone. Similarly, we will no longer have onerous, unworkable water regulations. I look forward to leading the debate, changing the law, enabling gas and oil exploration, wealth development to take place yet again in New Zealand. Mining is coming back as well. And if there is a mineral, if there is a mining opportunity, and it's impeded by a blind frog, goodbye, Freddy.
Just this week, the clever minister has managed to slowly spin the tide of the domestic mining and fossil fuel extraction discourse, where most headlines covering this topic read, "Batshit crazy old guy wants to burden your children and destroy entire ecosystems for profit." Now some of those headlines read, "Batshit crazy old guy wants to improve economy at the expense of your children and entire ecosystems." It feels just like yesterday when Jonesy announced New Zealand First's interest in collapsing Aotearoa's natural environments alongside party leader Winston Peters.
"Together, my Lord Sauron, we shall rule this Middle Earth." "The old world will burn in the fires of industry. Forests will fall. A new order will rise.
Have the means.
Build a dam, block the stream, work the furnaces, night and day.
We don't have enough fuel to feed the fires.
The forest of Fangorn lies on our doorstep. Burn it."
"Yeah."
Despite the immense impracticality and challenges of securing oil and gas exploration prospects, such as renewing investor interest, creating long-term contracts that exist beyond one term in government, and the time it takes to install oil and gas drilling platforms, Jones is steaming ahead like a true alpha lion leading its pride of betas,
taking on any woke lunatic who wants future generations to see a lake.
But in the short to medium term, we can't hold the economy to ransom whilst we experiment with these various green fairy tales. There'll be no way that the Green Politburo can destroy the New Zealand economy again. Therein lies the hypocrisy of the climate change rhetoric. With all these people like an echo chamber, the planet's boiling. Of course the planet's not boiling. New Zealand's a garden of Eden. It's not some sort of climate purgatory put around by the green, you know, the sort of the green sisterhood. We've had our guts full of that. That's why we're going ahead with the oil and gas. I know that people pride themselves on enjoying our democratic rights, but that depends on economic solvency. That depends on exports. That depends on certainty, confidence, and investment. And that's why we need to mine our way to the future and boost the oil and gas capacity.
Putting his immense prestige aside, Minister Jones wasn't always respected in New Zealand politics. In 2010, Jones was unfairly demonized for admitting he used his ministerial credit card to pay for pornographic films at hotels whilst he was a minister in government. I don't know about you, but a politician brave enough to do such a thing certainly has my vote. Next week on Politics Now, how can you maximize your carbon footprint? Tune in next week to find out.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.